In this bulletin, Scott Morrison foreshadows a royal commission into the bushfire emergency, a cyclone warning issued for WA's Kimberley region, and the Queen to hold crisis talks over Prince Harry and Meghan's plans to step back from their roles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he'll take a proposal for a royal commission into the bushfires to Cabinet and has hinted at a potential change to the government's climate policy, saying the government's emissions targets need to evolve. Australia has pledged to cut emissions by 26% on 2005 levels by 2030 under the Paris Agreement. Mr. Morrison says the government will evolve its policy to reduce emissions even further, but without a carbon tax, higher electricity prices, or the shutting down of traditional industries. He says the government policy needs to address the consequences of climate change.
The issue of the fact that we're dealing with hotter, drier, longer fire seasons, that is an established point. That is not something that we have to spend a lot of time ruminating over. That's the case. And that's going to be the case going forward. And so it's important that we have an environment of policy that addresses that into the future practically.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor would support a royal commission, but he says he doesn't want Scott Morrison using it as a way of adding to the terms he uses to avoid answering questions.
He speaks about in the bubble, he says it's just gossip, and what we don't want is to hear in coming weeks and months, I can't answer that because it's been dealt with by the royal commission. So we want scrutiny of the government's performance and the inadequacies and the need to act now.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has paid tribute to a firefighter killed by a falling tree while fighting a blaze at Omeo in East Gippsland. 60-year-old Bill Slade had been a firefighter for 40 years. Mr. Andrews says Mr. Slade was a much-loved mentor to many people and will be missed. He says his fate highlights the dangers of the bushfires.
The tragic death of Bill Slade just confirms for us that this is still a very, very dynamic, changing and dangerous environment. These cooler days, more temperate days, are obviously very much welcome, but we still have significant going fires, 20 going fires across the state, 1.3, getting close to 1.4 million hectares burned out.
In New South Wales, 123 bushfires are burning across the state, with 50 not contained, and Sydney is being blanketed in smoke haze this afternoon. New South Wales State Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says more favourable weather conditions are expected.
Over this next week, we are expecting to see the potential for more moisture, more shower activity and more localised rainfalls. Hopefully, we're not going to see more thunderstorms and more dry thunderstorms and lightning strikes causing new fires.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's outraged at the loss of life caused by Iran's shooting down of a Ukrainian plane. The Ukrainian Airlines jet came down just hours after Iran fired missiles at two US air bases in Iraq, killing all 176 people on board, including 57 Canadians. Mr. Trudeau says Iran must be held accountable.
What Iran has admitted to is very serious. Shooting down a civilian aircraft is horrific.
In Western Australia, a cyclone warning has been issued for the Kimberley region. It comes after more than half a metre of rain fell in certain parts of the Top End region in the Northern Territory. Tropical cyclone Claudio could create dangerous winds and heavy rainfall as it intensifies offshore. The Bureau of Meteorology says the Category 1 storm is set to develop into a Category 3 cyclone as it tracks off the WA coast. The French Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, has offered a concession to unions to try to put an end to crippling nationwide strikes against proposed pension reforms. Mr. Philippe has offered to drop a proposal which would raise the age at which workers can claim their pension from 62 to 64. It's received some union support, although one trade union called it a smokescreen. The industrial action has been taking place for almost 40 days. In the latest protest in Paris, police fired tear gas at some groups of protesters who smashed windows and set alight to rubbish bins and billboards. The Queen will hold crisis talks with senior royals to try to find a solution to Meghan and Harry's future role. Her Majesty will meet with the Prince of Wales and the Duke of Cambridge. Harry and Meghan have indicated that they want to step back from their royal roles and spend much of their time living in North America. And now a look at tomorrow's weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 35 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 34. Smoke haze in Melbourne and 31. Hobart, hot and mostly sunny, 30. Canberra, possible smoke haze, 30 degrees. Cloudy in Wollongong, 22. Similar forecast for Sydney, 25. Cloudy in Newcastle and 25 degrees. Partly cloudy for Brisbane, 30. Also partly cloudy in Cairns tomorrow and 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.